This is Todd Yoder, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. Big ups to an NFL, one of the greatest NFL legends of all time. But first, opening day is tomorrow. Thoughts on opening day?
I love opening day. It's always a great time to go to opening day. As the best time of, baseball, with the exception of the World Series.
That's not true.
Oh, what are you talking about?
It's not true. It's not the best time.
What's the best time?
The last game of the World Series.
Well, yeah. I mean, the last game of the World Series. But opening day is equally as special. It's special in a different way. You know, it's, typically, historically, there's always a day where I would take off work and go down to the stadium and just spend the whole day, and the community's all out, and the energy's all alive and electric, and everybody's at Ferg's, and it's a great time of the season, and it's the only time that the Rays actually have an audience.
I get it. So every day to you is opening day, and that gives you the right to take the day off.
Well, when you work for yourself and this network, you only get risk of getting fired from one person.
Interesting. I'm gonna have to remember that. I used to care. I don't care anymore.
But what about the new rule changes? I mean, they're gonna speed up the game. They made the inches, the bases as big as a pizza box. They're now 18 inches. So you're going to steal more bases. There's going to be more action.
The more important question is, so as you know, every team sells everything. Okay. Right. And I'm on a couple of the email chains, one from the Phillies, one from the Cardinals, one from the Dodgers. They sell every baseball that's used in the game.
Right.
If it doesn't land in the stands, they roll it over to the guy in the dugout who instantly marks it.
Right. Inventories it.
Inventories it on, and then sells
it on the website.
Right. And it's not always on a website. It's a lot of times it just goes to the people on the email list. You know, this ball was pitched to, caught for a strike. This ball was grounded in the dirt for blah, 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 blah. And it depends on who pitched it or who hit it or who swung at it as to the value of that baseball.
For sure.
So my question is, will the cost of the bases now go up because they're bigger bases?
Well, it takes more material. It takes more leather, more foam padding. It should go up in size. Plus, you're not going to have an 18-inch base except for the start of the 2023 season. So you're going to have a time stamp in history of, this size base was only in play and regulation during this time period. So if it becomes a flop and they take it away next year, these 18-inch bases are going to be extremely valuable on the collector's market.
Now, flop is basketball.
Yeah, I mean, and speaking of flops, LeBron James, the greatest actor of all time, his son Bronny played last night in the McDonald's All-American game, had a pretty good showing, hit some threes, looked pretty good out there, but his team, the West, did lose in a very competitive game. And my thoughts or your thoughts on the game? Did you see it? Did you get a chance to watch it?
I had a chance. No, I didn't watch it. And to say LeBron is the biggest actor, I'm going to have to disagree. He's the biggest actor in the NBA.
Yeah, he's the biggest flopper. I mean, he's the biggest. Right. He falls down and no one touches him, which is unbelievable. The NBA.
But it's still soccer is still worse.
Yeah, but those guys die, and then they bring out the frozen spray. And then they revive them. So that's pretty remarkable. But Lionel Messi made his 100th goal yesterday. So he is now one of three men to do so for national play. So
why don't they do that with the soccer ball? You know, after the ball goes in the net, they roll it over and, they tag it and then they sell that ball for.
Listen, I think after the Washington Commanders have come available for purchase for $6 billion as a franchise, and there's two bids to buy the team from two different investors, one from Canada, one includes a group including Magic Johnson, I think all sports have to sell everything they can to make revenue to keep up with the NFL.
I'm all for it. Speaking of revenue, I'm sure you haven't since you've been on your mini vacation. The UFC is now selling for $1,000 for you to have your name printed on the UFC canvas of a pay-per-view event.
Really? That seems pretty cheap.
You know, I don't have a problem with it. Everybody's up in arms. It includes, you know, and you need to Google this. It includes a plaque. So the photo is taken from above. So you're looking into the octagon where you'll see your name on the canvas. I think it's pretty, I mean, I still wouldn't spend $1,000.
Is it a hologram? Is it like a light that they shine on the canvas and take a photograph to prove that it was there? Or is it actually printed?
No, it is actually printed. I would assume, because it says it's $1,000 to have your name printed on the UFC canvas. I would be curious what it costs to have the logo. You know, what is Panini paying? What is, Howard or, you know, any of those? What is it costing to have the logo on the canvas, on the mat?
Because without seeing anything, without even knowing anything about this until you just mentioned it, my initial thought or my brain is going to like just a picture of like those commemorative bricks that people do for like a school or a fundraiser. Like you can buy a brick and then they're going to make a patio and they've got all these different names. So I'm picturing just like 100,000 names on one canvas that they print. And so everybody gets they zoom in and they get to see their name, but it would just be one canvas they had to run, you know, as far as like if they could collect literally hundreds of thousands of dollars in revenue by doing that.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to Google it real quick because I did see the plaque, and I thought
that's pretty cool though. I mean, that's a pretty cool thing to be a part of.
I should have taken a picture of it, so I'll have to look for it during the next break. But $1,000 to me, you know, if you're a big fan and you're going and you're buying memorabilia and you're buying gear and you're buying and buying. $1,000 to have your name on the canvas.
Seems cheap.
And to get that photo framed and is not bad.
That's a value. I think that's a good deal because you know there's Chris Brown is notorious, the singer, for doing meet and greets where he charges $1,000 for a photograph for people to be able to take a picture, like or he's either carrying them or holding them or hugging them.
Yeah, no, many do. I don't want to say they all do. Many do. I know many, many, many bands and groups that do that. Now, there's some, you know, in Vegas or whatever, they do the meet and greets after. You know, we did it with, I wanted to say Pickleball. What's his name? Puff.
Piff.
Puff Magic.
Piff.
Piff the Magic Dragon.
Yeah.
You know, we stood in line and, you know, he was real impressed until I got up there and he's like, yeah, move on, Hammond Egger. You know, we took the photo. But, yeah, I know a lot of bands that do it. It's easy revenue. And again, if you're a big fan, and it's one of my closest friends, now it's not a band, but probably one of my favorite co-hosts too, to be honest, did the meet and greet with John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. And okay. It was four figures.
What? Four figures for a photograph?
Yep.
Was it for charity?
Yeah, theirs.
Was it fuel for his plane? Like, well, what was going on? Was it during the Gulf War?
I have no idea. And, you know, people that do it, they don't care. And Leslie said she would do it again, and she would have paid more. And wow. She's a huge Olivia Newton-John fan. And so, yeah, it was four digits.
So with that being said, is there anybody or anything that you've paid for something? I mean, have you ever done a meet and greet where you've paid out of pocket for like a certain person or a certain figure? I mean, I'm not talking about making the drive down to Miami to hang out with Paul Stanley at his art gallery. I mean, that was obviously not a cost. You didn't pay to do that. Like it was time out of your life.
Right.
But is there anything you would actually pay money, like revenue, a stroke of check, and say, I have to have your picture or your photograph before I die?
You know, I don't know. You know, I would say no, but on the same line, you know, I'm thinking about putting my life on the line and flying to Colombia or Brazil. Now, there's other, you know, we could do Chile, we could do Argentina. There's a couple South American countries. Colombia would be the best because it's the cheapest. Just to go hang out with Kiss and a photo that I want to get to complete my foursome. And this is how sad this is. It's not the name you would think.
So you've never taken a photograph of Gene Simmons? No, you have a photo of Gene Simmons.
I do. That's why I said this isn't the name that you would think.
So Tommy, was it Tommy Cat or something? Tommy no, Gun?
The Thayer.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
So that's the only one of the four you don't have.
No, I have Tommy.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know the other one. Nikki some sticks. I don't know.
Well, no,
I don't know. He
plays with sticks. It's the drummer. So okay. I have a photo with the other three, and I need the drummer. So I'm thinking about flying to South America. Hey, we're going to hang out. We're going to hang out with the band. We'll hang out with the Scorpions. It'll be fun. It'll be cool. And then I'll get stabbed on the way back to the airport.
Well, that's not true. You can get some stem cells while you're down there. Go down and see where all the boys went and got their bodies healed and the shoulder and their neck and their hips. And
yeah, they're busy. They're busy that week.
Who, the stem cell guys?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Did you reach out to them?
Of course I did.
And they're too busy for you?
They're too busy for me, yeah.
Do they know who you are?
Well, first of all, I've never said that or don't know what that means. Okay. I was with them at the Super Bowl. All right, so I stalled long enough. It's okay. When we come back, because I keep coming up with different things to talk about, and there are plenty of things still to discuss. You know, we can even look ahead to the upcoming UFC next weekend. But when we come back, I want to talk to you about one of the greatest press conferences I have ever seen by one of the greatest football players to ever play in the NFL. Probably the greatest NFL player to play at the position that he plays in. Played in.
And don't forget, we've got NCAA Men's March Madness coming up, Final Four, and it's teams you don't expect to be in it.
Well, both. NCAA Final Basketball, NCAA Hockey, which we will be attending next week. We're going to talk about that, but we will talk about the NFL guy and what he just went off on in the media. We'll do that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong. Stats. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Big John McCarthy from the Ultimate Fighting Championships, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
We're back in Dade City. Your adventure begins at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. 8 stages of exciting and hilarious entertainment. Full contact, live armored jousting, mermaids, fairies, pirates, Vikings, and more. Endless shopping at more than 100 different artisan booths. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Family fun for all. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Mark your calendars and get your tickets now at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Reggie Austin from Chicago Bears, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back hanging out here all over the great state of FLA. Eric Singer, by the way, is the drummer that I am missing.
Eric Singer.
To complete my foursome of Kiss. All right. So there was a press conference held in Colorado the other day. Okay. Your head football coach at Colorado.
Deion Sanders. Prime time. Coach Prime.
Coach Prime. So he was asked about numbers and how players have been requesting numbers. And somebody, I guess, requested the number one. And now, I don't know if you saw this, and I do want to continue talking about Deion. The NFL is allowing players to wear the zero.
Yeah, except offensive linemen.
And defensive linemen. Linemen are not eligible.
So no linemen.
I'm sorry?
Why no linemen? Why can't the linemen wear a zero?
Well, because zero would look bad on their jersey.
Or because they look like the shape of zero?
Exactly. So Deion went off on jerseys, numbers, and the audacity of players requesting a number.
Okay.
He said, where I come from, you earn it. You're not given anything.
Right.
He's like, do you know what the significance of the number one jersey is? It means you're the one. You are the one. Can you imagine in the stands, you know, the one who's wearing one, the mother's getting attacked because her kid's not even playing. Right. Yet he's wearing the one jersey. He's like, right. No, nobody gets given anything. Nobody is given anything. You go out on the field and you earn it. And I love that about Deion.
Now, speaking of Coach Prime, have you seen the other video that's on the web circulating where he's being interviewed and he's talking about what he's looking for in a quarterback? And he says, you know, I'm looking for a student who's a 3.5 or above because I got to be smart. And I need him to come from a good home, a mother and father in the home. I need him to be a leader amongst men, like a leader for men. And he's like, you know, for my offensive line, I'm looking for the same thing, except, you know, 3.3 and above, smart guys, you know, good, wholesome families. He's like, and then he goes, but on the other side of the ball, he goes, my D guys, I'm just looking for like the kids coming from a broken home, single mama. And this has got that chip on the shoulder and I'm just going to let him go get it. And he just talks about, you know, the different roles of what he's looking for in different positions. And I thought it was pretty funny, but at the same time, it makes a lot of sense.
I don't know about the family structure, what that has to do with anything. You know, I know people, you know, from single parent families that are pretty phenomenal people. And I also know people that have both sets of parents and they're scumbags.
That's true.
You know, I mean, the education, the IQ, the leadership, I get all of that. You know, the other, I don't think it's.
I think the defensive side of the ball is more like, hey, you know, I gotta make this happen to get my mama a better house. I gotta get her out of the environment that we live in as a family. You know, so I think he was trying to make a point of like, these kids come from nothing. They just have heart and determination, and he's looking for that raw like instinct. You know, that will go through any wall to achieve, and there are no excuses. So I think that was more of, you know, the stance of the defensive side.
I'm not going to say that I don't understand, but I think it's stupid because, like I said, there's just as much desire. I mean, I get what you're saying. When you come from nothing, you know, you're out there. But look at some of these players that have made it in the NFL, you know, who come from something. You know, John Lynch wasn't a bum. John Lynch wasn't living on the street. John Lynch came from money, and he seemed to be a pretty good defensive player.
Yeah. You're right. No, you're absolutely right.
Before we talk about the Final Four, either one, there's a big event. I wouldn't say bigger, but I'll watch this one before I'll probably watch the other two. And I'm going to one of them. WrestleMania this weekend.
Oh, yeah. In fact, you know what's funny? I don't watch TV much. I don't have time. I've got so many things I'm doing. I'm ring announcing. I'm at fights. I'm working the corner.
You've done one, or maybe two. What did jiu-jitsu day? I'm ring announcing like you've been doing it for years.
So I'm really busy ring announcing. My career's taken off. You know, I don't have time to sit down and watch TV. Like that's what people that have, you know, like 9-to-5 jobs do. They get off of a day
or
at work
no
and
jobs.
Or no jobs. You know, people like Jack Harris could just sit around and watch TV all day. You know, I don't have that luxury. I haven't been fired.
And he's going to kick your ass.
I haven't been fired today, so I don't have the luxury of watching TV.
Matter of fact, hold on. Before you go off on your tangent, Steve, I know you're listening, our producer. If you could get the limo and go pick up Jack Harris and bring him to Matt's house.
but the point is, last night I was watching A&E. And so I've been training one of the kids from that 60 Day In, the TV show where he goes undercover in the jail system. And so he's got a celebrity boxing match coming up. So I've been training him. And so I download the A&E app at the condo that I'm at. And it came up with all the old wrestling documentaries, the old biographies. And so I watched the Jim Helwig documentary about the Ultimate Warrior. And how he was the Dingo Warrior before he was the Ultimate Warrior, and his, and that's a guy who had just unlimited passion, like unlimited, like just raw passion and like desire and determination. But it was a really great documentary. I had never seen it before. I'd heard that it came out years ago, and I'm excited to see the Hogan one tonight and the Steve Austin one and. I'm really excited for that, and as a build up to WrestleMania.
I watched the NWO one last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
It's like they're really well done. The documentaries, I thought it was great.
No, definitely, and you know they were interviewing Bischoff, and you know that he was rolling the dice, and he needed to do something, and that he was talking to Terry backstage as he was getting ready to walk out to change wrestling like it's known, and. He still wasn't sure that Terry was going to do it.
Oh, wow.
And Terry said he was on board. And in the interview, Bischoff is like, I'm still not sure he's going to do it. Because honestly, it as you know, I mean, this was the biggest thing in the history of wrestling. You know, you know, nobody really wanted up until that point to be the heel. Everybody loves, you see, to me, I want to be the heel. I think playing the heel would be awesome. Now, you have to be careful because there's some people like the Undertaker who never leaves character. So if you're a heel and you never leave, character, that could be a tough life. And I remember I went to the food fight one year when it was in St. Pete, and Sheamus was there, and there was a couple other wrestlers there, and I was talking to Sheamus about that because when WrestleMania was in Orlando. I saw a couple of the quote-unquote heels, you know, taking pictures, carrying babies, doing all this stuff. And Sheamus was like, you know, it's an act. We're not really bad people. So playing the heel sometimes is difficult, but nobody really, thrived on it. So when Bischoff sold this whole thing, and it just so happened that, Scott Hall's contract was up, and then Nash's contract was up, and the way they played the whole thing where Scott Hall came first and then the next week, then Nash shows up and, they're doing a 3-on-3 fight and they said in our mystery and all of a sudden Hogan comes out and I forget who the announcer was. I think it was Bobby the Brain, I think. And he's like, oh, Hulk Hogan is here to save WCW, blah, 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 blah. And then he turns and his first leg drop as a heel was on Macho Man. And it was really interesting how they rolled the dice. And, you know, because Terry had a lot to lose. He had a lot to gain, which he did gain. But he had a lot to lose being, you know, say your prayers, eat your vitamins, blah, 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 blah. And then the one thing, he looked into the camera and he goes, I did it all for the money.
No, I guess, you know, maybe it was a little bit because I was too young at the time or I wasn't that big of a fan. But I didn't realize that the Ultimate Warrior was designed to replace Hogan. So, you know, and they talked about the animosity and, like, you know, even though it's a script and it's a company and it's a job and it's a role and a character, there was real animosity there because it was like, the more successful I make you, you're here to replace me. So, like, there was like real tension there.
Well, and the flip side of that was that, and I think this is what Warrior couldn't ever comprehend. It's kind of like, and I don't want to open up old wounds, it's kind of like when there was talk about the Warren Sapp Chidi Ahanotu fight. You know, Chidi Ahanotu could never understand that he never was and never will be equal to Warren Sapp. And that was the same thing with the Ultimate Warrior. As popular as the Ultimate Warrior was getting, and he was getting huge, he would never be more popular than Hulk Hogan.
Right.
You know,
right. But in his own mind, he was
right
already there or equal
right.
to or better than.
And he wanted that kind of money and, you know, similar but different, you know, to what's going on in Baltimore. Sometimes you can overplay your hand.
Yeah.
And that's what he did. He overplayed his hand and played himself out. And one of the most shocking things in all those documentaries, and it's no shock, is look at Lex Luger now. Lex Luger almost looks like my mom, who weighs like 85 pounds.
Yeah.
Compared to what Lex Luger looked like back in the day when he was jacked and...
Well, and the steroids were running rampant and crazy and, you know, like... It was a different era for sure, you know. But
the documentaries are definitely good stuff, you know, for sure. All right, let's go hit a break. Only one more break to go. Let's complete this one. We'll talk about the NCAA Final Four hockey, NCAA Final Four basketball, and two of the four. Three of the four have never been to the Final Four, I believe. One, the other one has won it, and two of the four from the state of Florida. We'll talk about all of this when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Time.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Reggie Bush, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, face demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You don't need to be in the military to take advantage of Military Case Surplus, where you can buy pre-owned storage cases up to 80% off. Most cases are waterproof, airtight, and in excellent used condition at unbeatable prices. Military Case Surplus is located at 8989 Ulmerton Road, Suite B in Largo. If you need it, they should have it. Call 727-276-8716 or come see them. We all need storage, and Military Case Surplus can save you a lot of money. And they're cool as well. Check them out on Facebook at Military Case Surplus.
We're back in Dade City. Your adventure begins at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. 8 stages of exciting and hilarious entertainment. Full contact, live armor jousting, mermaids, fairies, pirates, Vikings, and more. Endless shopping at more than 100 different artisan booths. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Family fun for all. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Mark your calendars and get your tickets now at BayAreaRenFest.com.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at CountryDepotStore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit Country Depot.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, maniacs! Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
All right, you get a 30-minute attaboy.
For the Hogan liner?
It's not bad.
He's listening to Knockout Radio. Thanks, Hulk.
It's definitely not bad. He's not a champ because he doesn't hold a belt right now. So
he's once a champ, always a champ, Randy Harris.
I'm not going to disagree, but but it's like I said, the whole wrestling thing is, you know, people, you know, we all put so much on stats, championships. You know, we people have talked about Marino in the Hall of Fame and, you know, no Super Bowl wins and this, that, the other. But, you know, then they go and try to use the same thing on a scripted. And that's why I still say Barry Horowitz, arguably one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, I believe his record was 0-433.
Yeah.
I don't think he ever won a match.
The best loser of all time?
He barely was able to, you know, I saw him at a gas station in St. Pete once. He was barely able to complete that. this weekend, it's almost a shame. I really wish that Florida Atlantic would be playing Miami.
Okay.
That way, a Florida school is guaranteed to get into the finals.
Okay.
A lot of people are picking Miami to win this whole thing.
Okay.
And I think if they win on Saturday, it's a very good chance. But UConn still, I don't know, it's still that aura of UConn. But that's the game. UConn, Miami, that game's at 9 o'clock. 8:49, the exact.
Yeah, Saturday. And UConn seems to be peaking at the right time. They seem to be playing the best basketball right now. So I think they've got the momentum going into the Final Four. But what an amazing Final Four, you know, because it's not the powerhouses that you expect to be there, right? So whether it's technology and athletic programs and the internet and, you know, just conditioning have come such a long way where it's more even across the board and like anybody can win with a squad of, you know, 10 guys or whatever. I think it's incredible. I think it's incredible that these smaller schools are there, Florida Atlantic and San Diego State, Miami Hurricanes versus UConn. I think it's awesome. I love it. And they got to get it in this year because I think next year, Kentucky already won. They've got three out of the top four McDonald's All-American high school students committed to play in for UK next year. So,
but they'll be gone the year after. So
they will be gone the year after, but John Calipari is building a team to win next year. All in. So I don't know how that works as far as like placing those early bets. If you know, the long shot and yeah. 300 to 1 to win. If, was it Florida Atlantic, if they win, it's like a 300 to 1 payout or something.
I think it should be more. I mean, who would have ever thunk? You know, and I remember seeing something. I didn't complete the article, but, you know, what this will do for Florida Atlantic's program, what this will do for San Diego State, you know, there may be an up-and-coming, you know, not a blue chipper, but maybe a silver chipper, you know, who's almost there. And he's like, you know what? Florida Atlantic got to the Final Four. What can they do if I'm there? And if they get a couple of those off blue chips, that's what happens to these schools that nobody expects to be in the Final Four or be in the Elite Eight or whatever. So, yeah, look for good things. You know, UConn's always kind of there.
Yeah.
They won here, you know, in St. Pete at the Dome back in the day.
We saw it with Gonzaga back in the day. I mean, Gonzaga was the same thing. They were nobody, and then they were the Cinderella story of the year, and then they just kind of put together a consistent program year after year.
What about St. Mary?
Yeah, St. Mary. I'll tell you what, I'm on vacation, as you know. My brother-in-law's here. He's the head football coach for the high school I went to in Indiana. And he told me that he's got an eighth grader right now, 6'8", 6'8", and he performs like a top NFL athlete. I mean, he is a wide receiver, 6'8", he's, I don't know, 15 years old, and he's already being recruited by everyone, like literally everyone. Like, and now with the NIL and the payments and the money behind it, he goes, there's no way I'm going to get a chance to actually coach him in high school. He'll be gone. He'll be playing for a private academy somewhere. He's already going down to Atlanta for camps, and they're getting paid to go to camps and travel. And but yeah, you're right. One blue chip stock, one Shaquille O'Neal from the what was that movie? Blue Chips. Was that the name of it?
Oh, I don't know. I never saw it.
There was like a movie about that process where Shaquille O'Neal was playing basketball, and he was being recruited, and they were paying his parents like under the table, and he was like, you know, what are they, 5-star recruits? So
these are all rumors. These are all alleged.
Allegedly, but he played a role in a movie about
himself,
the lifestyle.
Then Saturday, right here, next Saturday at Emily Arena. Well, Thursday is the Final Four, and then the final game on Saturday. Boston University versus Minnesota, and I'm not going to attempt it versus Michigan.
You what?
I'm not going to attempt the name versus Michigan.
What's the name?
Quinnipiac? Quinnipiac.
Sounds like an MMA fighter, but yeah, the Frozen Four.
Is this that little guy that has the card from Panini?
Hezbollah? No. No. But they're going to use him as a puck if they lose one in the stands. Like the Frozen Four, NCAA Frozen Four is unbelievable. My first pizzeria was at Denver University, and I was there for the back-to-back championships when they won the NCAA tournament in hockey. It's electric. It's unbelievable. These guys play just like you would expect the NCAA guys to play. They play with heart. They play with passion. They leave it all on the ice. The gameplay is fast and electric. And I'm so excited that it's in Tampa at Emily Arena, and I can't wait to go. Are you there, Randy?
No, I was trying to think of something smart.
And I'm going to bring my ice skates just in case they need an alternate.
That's what I was waiting for.
So I'm going to drop, and I'll bring my voice and my microphone in case the announcer goes down or gets fired on the way to the arena. I'm always ready, Randy. I'm always ready.
I wonder if they bring it in like the Super Bowl, or if Paul Porter's not going to relinquish his mic there at the arena.
Paul Porter might get fired next. I mean, Jack was first. Now Paul, it could be me. I might step in, take all the jobs. I could be security. I could be a ring announcer. I could be content, talent.
All right, final break of the afternoon. Then when we come back, we're going to bounce back to the UFC and some things that are being said. And a former champion is claiming bias by the referee. One of the reasons. I don't think she said it's the reason, but one of the reasons that she is no longer your UFC champion. We'll talk about what Valentina said and maybe a few other things when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stats On.
Fireball.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Cecil Fielder from Detroit, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
Should we ask him again about Vegemite sandwich where he can respond? You have Google.
For who?
Don't you remember when we had the singer from that song that just brought us back about the Vegemite sandwich?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember. Colin Hay? Is that it?
Yep, Colin Hay.
No,
so tell me, what is a Vegemite sandwich? You have Google.
I don't know.
That's what he said. And I called him men with hats instead.
Yeah, you did call men with hats.
Yes.
Speaking of men with hats, there's men with bats starting tomorrow, opening day. And the new Yankee, who is riding in Derek Jeter's footsteps. Have you seen this 21-year-old superstar shortstop, Volpe? He is now going to be wearing number 11, representing the New York Yankees, and the youngest to do it on starting day since the great Derek Jeter.
Did you happen to catch the Philadelphia Phillies? I believe it was the Blue Jay game the other day. Did you happen to see? So I guess there was a situation going on with the pitcher, a couple questionable balls and strikes call. So a ball must have got fouled off or whatever, and the ump turns and throws the ball back to the pitcher.
Okay.
So then it happened again. So the Phillies catcher, you know, who was just on Team USA, he's one of the best catchers in baseball, sticks his glove behind his head to get the ball. He doesn't feel it, and then I'm sure he's thinking, well, the last time he threw it to the pitcher, right? So he brings his glove back just as the umpire, who is a minor league umpire, by the way, just as the umpire goes to put the ball in his glove, he pulls the glove back. The umpire throws him out of the game.
What?
Like he did it to show him up. And he turned around and looked at him like, are you kidding? He'd never been thrown out of a game. And like I said, he's one of the top, if not the best catcher in baseball.
Well, I mean, going to what you said before the break, Shevchenko, the former champ of the UFC, she's unhappy with the referee's decision. You know, Jason Herzog, apparently, she says it interfered with her fight.
I'm curious, and I don't know if you did any research, because we typically don't here at this program. What did he do that changed her spinning back heel, throw, kick, whatever, that got her submitted?
I don't know, because I didn't do any research. I didn't know anything about it until you mentioned it.
But, you know, and it's kind of like what happened to Usman. You know, Usman, you know, was in a good position, went to take Leon Edwards to the ground. Leon Edwards grabs the fence, changes the outcome. They stop, they take a point away, and now they stand him up. So it's kind of like missing weight. It was better for Leon Edwards to grab the fence and not go to the ground in that position and lose the point. Just like missing weight, you have a better chance of winning the fight because you didn't fight your body to get down to the proper fight weight.
Yeah, no, you're right. So,
before I forget, the other thing I did want to bring up, and most people won't think this is a big deal, but the NFL is now going to allow teams to play not one, but two Thursday night games.
Do you like that? I mean, do you like two? I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm more traditional. I mean, obviously, they're making a ton of money. I mean, if they're selling franchises, the Broncos sold for $4.6 billion. The Redskins or the Commanders are now listed for $6 billion. So obviously, it's a money-making machine. But I would like to see football go back to just Sundays, and then maybe a Monday night game.
I don't necessarily have a problem with the Thursday game. Here's where the problem is. You play on Sunday, and then you turn around and play 4 days later. And I know it doesn't sound like it's a big deal, but fans, media, non-football players have no idea, kind of like what you said in a production or you know, the pressure and everything that you did, you know, when you finally got to ring announce. Getting your body prepared in 2.5 days to go and have train wrecks nonstop again. Now, again, I know what people are going to say. They signed up for it. This is what they're doing, blah, 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 blah. But I think now allowing it to happen not once but twice, because the better teams are going to get those Monday nights, those Thursday nights, those Sunday nights. You play Sunday night, then you play again Thursday.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know the damage. And, you know, fans are sitting back saying, we don't care. You know, we didn't, you know, get that profession. We were not lucky enough to have that profession. That they signed up for that. But I think it's going to do a lot more damage, you know, to these players. So let's see how many teams do play. You know, if they were to do something, you don't play the week before, you play Thursday, then you don't play again until the following Sunday. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I don't really see Thursday night football as a big indicator. I mean, like, you know, I'm in the restaurant hospitality space, so you know, football is huge for revenue for us. And Monday nights are obviously big nights for football. Sunday night football is big, but Thursday nights are non-deal. It's a non-factor. Take it or leave it. So I really don't know what kind of revenue they're really generating from a Thursday night game, but it must be significant if they're pushing it to two per season per team.
Well, no, not it. You can have up to two. It's not that you will have two.
Oh, I thought they were enforcing it. I thought everybody was required to.
It would be physically impossible.
That's what I was thinking. Like, that's just awful.
Yeah, no. And don't think that any NFL, NHL, NBA, whichever ones I'm missing, they don't care if you make revenue in a restaurant. They're making revenue. You know, they're not.
Yeah,
worried.
It's
down.
Of course, you know, like, so the more revenue, the more eyeballs they have, people sitting around watching TV, eating food, pizza, especially drinking beer on a Thursday, you know, it affects the hospitality industry for sure.
But I think it has to help. It's still the NFL. You know, there's still people that will go out. If that's what they would do on a Monday, they're going to do it on a Thursday, especially if it's a team that they either follow, like, or, you know, it's one of the big two or threes.
I agree.
And thanks to Sean Merriman, the Masters is coming up, next week as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said it.
I know. I'm just trying to create drama, excitement. That's my job, Randy. I'm at the talent of this show. I got to hype up stuff. Even if it's not hypeable, I got to hype it up.
Okay, that's one way to look at it.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's what I did great for the ring announcing on Sunday. You know, like, there were periods where, like, there were a lot of grappling matches and jiu-jitsu on the card. I would say 75% of the matches, actually 80% of the matches, were grappling or wrestling. So there's not a lot of action, as you know. It's just guys laying on the ground, women laying on the ground, doing submissions. And so I was trying to explain what people just saw. I'm like, hey, do you realize that this person just took this fight behind the curtain because their opponent pulled out and he is 15 pounds. He's given up to keep the action alive, to keep the fans entertained, to put on a show for you guys. And yeah, so I was trying to explain all these things. And I think, you know, that's what I do great. I'm a hype man. I'm like the white Don King.
Yeah. That's what I'd call you.
that's my nickname, the White Don King.
Your nickname is the Gray Donkey.
but that's what I do. I'm a hype guy. You know, if getting paid to hype things up is a profession, then sign me up.
I just threw up a little in my mouth.
I mean, in fact, I'm going to take some classes at Nova Southeastern University, and, you know, next year we'll probably be in the Final Four.
I'd rather you take some classes at Dixie Hollins Middle School.
And what would I do there?
The same thing that you think you would do in a college.
Speaking middle schools in Pinellas County. I'll actually be Friday night, I'll be at Tech High School doing a father family council where we talk to kids who don't have a father figure in the home. And I'll be talking about mentoring and coaching and setting goals and discipline for these young men and women that don't have a father figure. I'm also donating pizzas from the restaurant. So if you want to be a part of that, Randy, come on by 6 o'clock Friday night.
I'm headed to Orlando and the Comic-Con to go see my my buddy Billy Zabka.
Oh, what? The Cobra Kai guy?
The Cobra Kai guy will be in Orlando all weekend.
Will Martin be with him?
Martin will be there, as will Ralph.
What? Oh, come on. See, now my weekend's got to change.
As will Henry Winkler.
The Fonz.
I'm trying to think who else is there.
What?
Yeah.
So what the Comic-Con? So we dress up in character? How do we come?
First of all, there is no we.
What are you talking about? You said it's all weekend. I can clear some time.
Yeah, no. It's all weekend. But when you said we, I don't dress up in nothing. I did it once.
What did you dress up as?
I was a mascot of a sports team.
Oh, the Cardinal?
Pelican.
The Pelican. Okay. All right.
Haven't you ever seen the picture? It's been floating around. I've had it on my book of face.
No, I don't think so.
I was in the paper. Dave Cash, I believe, was on the team, and Bobby Tolan. And it was a senior baseball league that they had here in the market. And semi-cool, but yeah, I was the Pelican. That's the first and last time that I'm ever going to dress up in a character.
Oh, come on. Let's do a character, you and I. Like, I just sent you a picture of a boat for sale. That looks like the Batmobile. So you could dress up as Robin. I'll be Mattman, obviously. And we could be like Mattman and Randy. And we can drive around and like save lives and do superhero stuff.
Here's the only reason. I was going to tell you that you're a donkey and it's impossible. But the only reason why that could possibly work, it won't, because I would never do it, especially with you. But the reason that it could work is because if you're Batman, and again, I'm Batman, you're Robin, but I would allow you to be Batman, and you know why?
Why is that?
Because Batman drives.
Oh, yeah. So that makes sense. So let's get a vote. Let's go do some superhero stuff and like save lives, Randy.
I'm going to do some superhuman things. I'm in a veteran fishing tournament coming up in a couple weeks.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's on a Wednesday. So I'm going to have to come to the pizzeria and set everything up early, like around 7.
Maybe is that at the aquarium? You guys doing that at the Clearwater Aquarium?
No, I think we do it out of the Kelly's typical launch pad over off of 38.
Nice.
And then I think a bunch of the captains and veterans are going to come back to the pizzeria after. And I'll put some of them on the radio as well. And yeah, it should be a very cool time. And I think we have a minute or two left, so I can tell you the exact date of this, just in case I don't remember. You can remind me. It's April 19th.
Okay, perfect.
So it'll be a cool time.
I love doing stuff with veterans. That's awesome. So let's have a good time.
As long as I catch fish that day, that's all I care about. I don't want to have a good time. It's not about having a good time. It's about catching.
You're that competitive, huh? Are you always competitive in everything you do?
Well, of course I am, but I want the fish so I can eat it. You know, I don't want to go out on a boat for 3 hours and just sit there and waddle around in circles. You know, let's catch some fish.
Well, in your competitive spirit, I expect you to sweep the leg and put Johnny in a body bag on Comic-Con on Friday.
First of all, it's Ralph that they screen put him in a body bag.
Billy says he's going to be there.
Well, they're all going to be there, but I'm saying Billy wasn't the one that they yelled, put him in a body bag. It was one of Cobra Kai that yelled about putting Ralph, whatever his name was.
Danielson.
Danielson. Daniel Peters, or I don't know. Daniel LaRusso. It's Daniel LaRusso.
No, Daniel. So, but with those guys, you have the threesome of Kiss. You need one more photo to complete the set. Do you have a photo of all of the Cobra Kai guys?
No, I'm missing one of the three.
Ah, you're going to get it checked off this weekend. That's nice.
Well, we'll see. It all depends on whether Media gets it because I ain't paying for it. That's not one of the ones that I have to spend money to get.
Wax that, on, wax off, Randy Harris.
Billy was the guy. You know, Ralph was awful in the thing. It's Billy carried that show and is carrying at least season one. It's the only season I've watched. And I just happen to be wearing my Cobra Kai t-shirt. It's a Karate Kid day.
It's all meant to be.
I'm going to let you go hit the beach. I know your final day up there in wherever you are, Indiana.
Panama City. Panama City.
I wasn't going to give the exact place because now Jack Harris is going to come to Panama City and looking for you.
Well, he's got time to look for me. Got time to search.
When does the NBA announce? The formal announcement is, oh, this weekend in Houston. Dwayne Wade, Dirk Nowitzki, Paul Gasol, Tony Parker, Greg Popovich, Becky
Hammon. All going to the Hall of Fame?
Well, they're all in the finals, but yeah, you would think that most of them would. All right, I know we're out of time.
Donald Cerrone, the Cowboy. Your newest Hall of Famer for the UFC.
And it was a total shock, which was awesome.
Right. Unbelievable.
All right, we're out of time. We got to go. Go get back to your family. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Sean Merriman, you're the man. We will be joining you hopefully in June. If you want to hit me up on Twitter, at Knockout Radio. Until then, this has been Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong. Staff song. If you're the king, baby, you know it.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.